சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். Chapter 15, Shloka number 11.
Yatam to yoginas chainam
Pashyantyatmanyavasthitam
யதந்தோப்யக்ருதாத்மானஹ நைனம் பஷ்யந்த்ய சேதஸஹ
லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா பிரசன்டிங் தட் Brahman alone exists in the form of Jivatman. Before presenting this, Brahman alone existing as Jivatma, he has presented that importance of this Brahmajnanam, the significance of self-knowledge one has to recognize in one's life as early as possible to make one's own life meaningful, purposeful, empty free, depression free, and struggle free. That is possible only by knowing that Brahman. Knowing Brahman means what? Knowing oneself. Knowing Brahman means nothing but knowing oneself, one's own nature, one's own real nature. Why Lord Krishna asking everyone has to know their own nature? Because many people do not know their own nature. What they are, they do not know. Very rarely people know their real nature. Generally people do not know their real nature. Not knowing their real nature alone is called samsara. Not knowing their original nature alone is the cause for all problems. Therefore, Arjuna, one has to know their own real nature. By knowing which real nature, they are free from sorrow. What is that real nature? That is Brahma Chaitanyam, consciousness principle. That is known as Chit. Chetasaha Yatantaha Yoginaha Pashyantina. This is known to those people who are all putting effort, Yoginaha. Yoginaha means a people with a subtle mind. Ishvara Bhaktaha or Jignasu Bhaktaha or Sukshma Darshinahana, or we can say those who are having pure mind, they alone can grasp. We can call Yoginaha means Dhyana Yogi. Dhyana Yogi is none other than the devotee of the Lord. In the 7th chapter we saw Artha Bhakta, Arthaarthi Bhakta, Here, Lord Krishna talking, Jignasu Bhaktahan. These people are striving to know their real nature. Enam Pashyanti. Enam means, what is the subject matter of this chapter I am talking, Arjuna? That Brahma Chaitanyam. Enam means this. This they know. What is this? Until now, whatever I have presented about the Sakshi Chaitanyam, consciousness principle. Enam Atmanam. This self. Pashyanti. They recognize, they discover, they recognize. Pashyanti. Because of what? And yatantaha nar. Yatantaha means here, whoever use the shastra pramanam is called yatantaha. Who use the shastra pramanam called yatantaha. That means who study Bhagavad Gita regularly in artha. Systematically. Because this is a very, very abstract subject. Knowing that consciousness which is not visible, it is an abstract subject. It is not easy to know. Otherwise, they take the Shastra Pramanam, taking a means to know that Brahman, as Shastra is the means. That Shastram I myself cannot understand. In spite of teacher also I am not able to understand. Even Swamini or Swamiji teaching regularly also I am not able to understand. Where is the question of without teacher understanding? Without Shastra how can understand? So Yatantaha means who study regularly, systematically. What they have to study? That Shastra which reveals the Atma Swarupam alone they have to study. Not all other religious books. All other religious books, whatever they study, other than Gita, Upanishads, they purify their mind, that's all. They give Chitta Shuddhi. Other Parayanams, other Sahasranamams, other any text other than Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads. Even years together they study also, they get only Chitta Shuddhi, but not Jnanam. They get only Chitta Shuddhi. Therefore what? Yatantaha, they must study Shastra. Then only they can recognize this Atma Swarupam. We have to remember all those lessons. This Atma Swarupam Pashyanti means, what is this Atma Swarupam? You have to recollect the 7th chapter teaching, 9th chapter. In this Bhagavad Gita itself, 13th chapter. Jnapakam irukko nenikare. Illena kashtam irunda nannadi. What is that Atma Chaitanyam? That is the witnesser of the body-mind complex. I, the consciousness, am awareer, observer of the body-mind complex. Sentient principle. The sentient principle, I, the consciousness, am aware of the insentient body-mind complex. I, the consciousness principle known as Chit, am the awareer, knower of the insentient inert body mind complex. Therefore, my name is called Chit. How I recognize? Through the body mind medium alone, I recognize. Through the body mind medium alone, I recognize. Where I recognize? In the mind I recognize. In the mind, how I recognize? I, the consciousness, form a chidabhasa in the mind. I reflect in the mind mirror. Whose mind? My own mind. Not husband's mind or wife's mind. In my own mind, I reflect. I, the chit, reflect. Just as the face reflect in the mirror. Just as the original face reflect in the mirror. What face you see in the mirror? Reflected face you see. When you are seeing reflected face, what real you are seeing? You are seeing your own original face. You cannot say, I am seeing only reflected face, Swamini, I am not seeing original face. None of us can see original face. Fortunately or unfortunate, we cannot see our own face. இது விட ட்ராஜடி என்ன வேணும் நமக்கு? நம்ம மூஞ்சி நம்ம பார்க்க முடியாது. இங்கே தான் இருக்கு ஆன் அவர் ஷோல்டர்ஸ். பட் அன்ஃபார்ச்சுனேட்லி வி ஹாவ் டு சி அவர் ஃபேஸ் இன் த மிரர். வாட் இஸ் த ப்ரூஃப் யூ ஆர் சீயிங் யுவர் ஓன் ஃபேஸ் இன் த மிரர் அண்ணா? வென் யூ வாண்ட் புட்டு பொட்டு, லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் ஐ டோல்ட் யூ, வென் யூ வாண்ட் புட்டு பொட்டு, யூ டோன்ட் புட் ஆன் த மிரர். When you want to wipe off the any spot, black spot, anything is there, where you wipe off, mirror or your original face? Original face. Put bottu on your original face, not on the mirror. Therefore, you are not interested in the mirror. You are not interested in the reflected face. You are interested in what? Original face. Like that. ఐది చిత్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ రిఫ్లెక్ట్ ఇన్ ద మైండ్ మిర్రర్. మై నేమ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ చిదాభాస. అహంకార ఆర్ చిదాభాస ఆర్ జీవాత్మా. వెన్ ద మైండ్, యువర్ ఫేస్ కెనాట్ రిఫ్లెక్ట్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీవేర్. ఆన్ ద వాల్ యువర్ ఫేస్ కెనాట్ రిఫ్లెక్ట్. On the wood, your face cannot reflect. No, your face, our face cannot reflect. Only upon the refined glass, only my face reflects. Similarly, this consciousness principle, Chaitanyam, cannot reflect everywhere. It reflects only in the mind. That too, mind which is subtle, subtle body, it reflects. When it is reflecting in everyone's mind, why all people cannot know, just as we see the reflected face in the mirror, why can't we know that chit is reflecting in the mind as chidabhasa? Why can't we know? Even though you are seeing the face, if there is a dirt on the mirror, you cannot see your reflected face. If there is a dirt on the mirror, dust is there, can you see your face in the mirror? You cannot see. And the clean mirror only you can see. Similarly, all people, even though that consciousness, that is chit, is reflecting in the one's own mind, everyone cannot recognize, because their mind is covered by ignorance, ajnanam, avaranam, rajoguna, tamoguna, raga, dvesha, kama, krodha. Ajnana karanam, ella apdiye dust thicka irukku. Where na? In that mind. Impure mind. Achetasaha. All people are, those who are not studying Bhagavad Gita systematically from a competent teacher, they are achetasahana. They are thoughtless people, those who are impure minded. Akrita atmanaha. Akrita atmanaha means opposite to that yoginaha. Yoginaha means pure minded one. Akrita atmanaha means, atma means mind. Akrita means unpurified, unrefined, immature. Such people, asamskrita purushaha ityartha. Achetasaha means duchcharitaha in artham. There's those who are not following righteous life. Those who are with full of impurities in their mind. What are those impurities? And their own attachment, likes, dislikes. All these are lot of conditions. Conditioned mind. Emotionally weak mind. These are all comes under achetasaha, thoughtless people. Those who are taken to darpam, anger, no? Pride, arrogance, no vinayam, no shraddha, no bhakti. They are all called achetasaha, who do not think at all, who do not inquire. Bhagavad Gita class, edukappa ipove padikano. They are called achetasaha. Enam na pashyanti. Their mind is impure with full of raga, dvesha, rajoguna, tamoguna, malinam. Enam atmanam. This self they cannot recognize. Why they cannot recognize? Is it the mistake of pramanam? Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is not teaching properly. That is why I am not able to understand. Is it a pramana dosha? It is not a pramana dosha. There is no fault in the shastram. There is no mistake in the shastram. No pramana dosha. But then why you are not able to understand? Is it prameya dosha? Prameya means object. What is the subject matter of shastra? Brahman. Is there dosha in Brahman? Avar yaarukume puriyad and the Brahman avarlone dosham irukkanu solla mudiyuma? Brahman is nirdushtam, dosha rahitam. Chit Brahma, satyam gnanam anantam Brahma is the one who is purest, shuddham. So you cannot say there is a dosha in that Brahman which is prameyam as though. What you are going to know, recognize, you cannot say there is dosha in pramana, you cannot say there is dosha in Brahman, then where is dosha? Why I am not able to understand? In spite of sitting, yatantaha, in spite of coming to the class also, Swamini, 10 varshama vandindi irukke, onnume puriyara madri theriyale anna. Yatantaha api anna. Some people, they never strive at all, they never work for that. Arjuna, even some people, they come to know, they take Bhagavad Gita and study threadbare analysis for all slokas they by heart. All Upanishads they know, yatantaha apiyana. Because some pramatra doshaha, some buddhi dosha. That is called pramatra dosha. Chidrupena or chidabhasa rupena. I am available. Chidabhasa means I, the chit alone, get the name called Chidabhasa. It's like Kanchukam. Sureshwara Acharya says, Chidabhasa is like a Kanchukam. Kanchukam in a coat, apron. Doctors wear apron. No? Once he wears apron or coat, policeman wears that police dress. No? Like that, I, the chit alone, consciousness alone, am playing a role of chidabhasa in this body-mind complex. So, ahankara or chidabhasa or jivatma, all are synonyms. Really speaking, they are not separate from me, the chit. Namma idhra varu kenna padichirukom, ahankara is different, chit is different. Chidabhasa is different. I am chit. Chidabhasa is in sukshma shariram, anatma. I should not look into that. And, hey, chidabhasa is none other than chit only. Chidabhasa is nothing but chit. Reflection only. People do not know this. Arjuna, in spite of yatantaha api, not prepared anartha. They are not yet still prepared. People, mind is not prepared. ஸோ தே ஆர் நாட் டிசர்ன் டு நோ இட்னார். தே ஆர் நாட் கேப்பபிள் டு நோ. இன்ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் கேப்பபிள் டீச்சர் இஸ் தேர், இன்ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் த டீச்சர் இஸ் அவைலபிள் தேர், தே ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு நோ. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா.
யதாதித்யகதம் தேஜஹ ஜகத்பாசயதே அகிலம் யச்சந்திரமசி யச்சாக்னௌ தத்தேஜோ வித்தி மாமகம்.
So wise people recognize this Atma Swarupam not as an second other outside entity, but they recognize as themselves, their own nature. For this I gave many examples, suggest we have to recollect. Lord Krishna says, in the form of Brahman, I am available in Adhyatmam. Now he is going to say from 12th shloka onwards, I am available in Adhidaivam also. Adhyatmana, individual jiva. I am alone, Paramatma, temporarily gets the name as Jivatma. Ignorant people do not know that Jivatma eva Paramatma, they do not know. They push away me and they take their body mind complex, which is the blood, bone, flesh. They take these emotions, mind, matter, they take themselves as just like taking the desk. I'm wearing the sari. Can I become sari? We all know I am not a sari, I am wearing the sari. இது நல்ல தெரியறதே என்ன சொன்னேன். Like that people should know they are wearing the body, temporary, incidental body. வாசாம்சி ஜீர்ணானி யதா விஹாய நவானி கிருண்ணாதி நவானி தேஹி. Just as you people wear the new clothes and remove the old clothes, I, the Atma, Paramatma alone wears the shariram, vastram, pudu shariram, pudu vastram. Adhikaparam, once it become old, I give up that and wear another body. They are not able to know. Why? Manasu vechadana adumele. If they are dedicated their mind only, they can know how much they are struggling to earn money, how much they are struggling, how much energy they are spending. Adilo or kaalu bhagam idiloki selavu panna kuda gnanam undudu Arjuna. For children's sake, for house sake, for office, for salary, how much energy, how much intelligence they are spending. In that 1/4 at least they spend to know this nature. I will give moksha for them. Vandadane class ki an solraar avaru Krishna Paramatma. They are not spending even that much time. If they spend that much time, I give that knowledge. So it's available here now itself. So chidabhasa rupena. Inna easy artham puriyanum anna. Atma chaitanyam, manasu, world, prapancham. So, mind observing the world. Inert mind cannot observe the world. I gave one example in the last class. Moonlight does not have the light of its own. Really, moonlight world is wrong. All of us should know moonlight is, moon borrows the light from the sun. That's why it is called Chaya Graham. Moon is a chaya graham. It is a shadow of the sun. The moon borrows the sunlight and illumines the earth. Similarly, our mind is also like a moon, borrows Chaitanyam from the Atma, Chaitanyam, Chit, it becomes like moonlight, it becomes sentient. And we think moonlight. Pouranamide, moonlight kadaya, that is sunlight. Since sunlight is appearing through the moon, we call it as moonlight. What moonlight doing in the night? It is illumining the earth. In the night, it illumining the earth. But heart in our heart, we should know. No, manaskulla namak theriyano. This moonlight, it is borrowed from the sunlight. It is not its original light. Similarly, mind is also like a moon. That mind, chaitanyam, sentiency, it is able to see the world and objects because it has borrowed the sentiency from the chit, like moon, no? Like sun. Chit is like sun. Mind is like a moon. And so, manas adhishtana devata is called moon. So, here the manas adhishtana daivam is moon. So, that's why moods are changing always, you know. This moon, mind is illumining the world. I know my mind, I know my son, I know my daughter, I know my house, I know my office, I know my everything. This world is known really by whom? Really by Atma Chaitanyam. Through the mind. Inert mind, how it can know the world? Tell me. ஆனால் என்ன பண்ணிட்டோம் இப்போ மூணு பார்த்துட்டு மூணு லைட்னு சொல்றாமே தவிர சன்லைட் ஞாபகம் இருக்கா நமக்கு? இன்னைக்கு பௌர்ணமி என்ன பௌர்ணமி? என்ன ஞாபகமே இருக்கிறது இல்லையே. அதே ஞாபகம் இல்லைன்னா இது எங்க ஞாபகம் இருக்கும் நமக்கு, இல்லையா? த இனர்ட் மைண்ட், இன்சென்ஷியன்ட் மைண்ட், ஹவ் இட் கேன் கோ அண்ட் டிராவல் அண்ட் கெட் த நாலேஜ். தட் மீன்ஸ் த சென்ஷியன்ட் சித் ஆத்ம சைத்தன்யம் லெண்டிங் த சென்சியன்சி டு த மைண்ட் அண்ட் திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் சிதாபாசா. ஆர்சி இஸ் ரியல்லி ஹூ இஸ் திஸ் சிதாபாசா? சைத்தன்யம். வாட் இஸ் த மீடியம்? மைண்ட். வை ஐ ஆம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு நோ? பிகாஸ் அஜ்ஞானம். தேர்ஃபோர் வேர்ல்ட், மைண்ட் அண்ட் சித். இந்த சித் இஸ் அலோன் இஸ் சிதாபாசா, ஜீவாத்மா. Jivatma alone knowing the world. Now who is knowing the world? Sakshi Chaitanyam Ahameva Janami. Isn't it? Sakshi Chaitanyam, consciousness alone knowing the objects. Consciousness alone knowing everything through the mind. It cannot know directly, but through the mind it knows. Chit, Chidabhasa Rupena. சர்வம் ஜானாதி. சித் சிதாபாச ரூபேண சர்வம் ஜானாதி. கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் பிரின்சிபல் அலோன் ஆஸ் அகங்காரா ஆர் ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இட் நோஸ் எவ்ரிதிங். இவ்வளோ டிராவல் பண்ணணும், அது தத்துவபோதை ஒழுங்காக புரிஞ்சா இது புரியும். தத்துவபோதையே பிடிக்கல புரியலன்னா இது புரியாது. அந்த கேர் ஆஃப் தத்துவபோதை. Up to here, Adhyatmam explanation over. What Lord Krishna finally said, Arjuna, I am available in all beings in the form of Chidabhasana. Really speaking, Ahankara, Chidabhasa, Jivatma are my name only. Wise people know this. Otherwise people do not know this. Now from 12th shloka onwards, Lord Krishna says, I am alone pervading in all achetana vastus also. Body is chetanam or achetanam? Chetanam. In chetana, sentient beings. Because in every being there is a mind, subtle body. In subtle body, this chit consciousness can reflect. That's why we are all called sentient beings. Not only human beings. Birds, animals, reptiles, everything. We are all sentient beings. Whereas there are some insentient things in the world. ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் சூர்யா சந்திரஹா அக்னிஹி தேர் ஆல் இன்சென்ஷியன்ட் ஈவன் இன் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் ஐ ஆம் ஓன்லி மேனிஃபெஸ்டிங் லுக் இன் டு த ஸ்லோகா ஆதித்யகதம் தேஜஹ யத் பாசயதே அகிலம் ஜகத் தத் தேஜஹ மாமகம் ஹே அர்ஜுனா தேஜஹ மீன்ஸ் த லைட் பிரில்லியன்ஸ் விச் இஸ் இன் த சன் சன் இஸ் வாட் பிரில்லியன்ட் நோ த பிரில்லியன்ஸ் பிரகாஷஸ்வரூபா சன் மீன்ஸ் வாட் பிரகாஷஸ்வரூபம் brightness tejaha means here the radiance tejaha where it is adityagatam which is in the sun which is sun spelling correct ah potukonga not in your sun it is in that solar energy solar disk disk is the outer medium But the brilliance is the Surya Devata. Surya Devata is available in the solar disk, in the form of energy. That's why how many people, nowadays there are no geysers, no? No geysers. Everywhere solar, well, they keep. But hot water, 24 hours hot water is available now. Why? Who is giving that hot water? Lord Sun. Lord Sun. Lord Krishna says, that energy, that brilliance, which is in Aditya, Aditya Gatam, that means that which is in the sun. What that sun is doing? Who is Jagat Bhasayate? Who is illumining the universe? Jagat means universe. He is illumining what? Akhilam Jagat, that entire universe is illumining. The light or brilliance which is in the sun, that which light is illumining the entire universe. Who is that light, you know? Mamakam, mine alone. It is my prakasha, it is my brilliance. The sun brilliance in Chollakuda, the Krishna Paramatma. The brilliance which is in the sun, I am only making the sun to illuminate சொல்லலாமே அப்படி சொல்லல கிருஷ்ணர் என்ன சொல்றாரு அசல அந்த பிரில்லியன்ஸ் நானே தான் எவ்வளவு ஸ்வார்த்தம் பாருங்க ஜெனரலி வாட் வி ஆர் திங்கிங் என்ன சன் ஓன்லி இஸ் த காஸ் ஃபார் த ரெயின் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் ரெயின் ஓன்லி வி ஆர் கெட்டிங் ஃபுட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் சன்லைட் ஓன்லி ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் சர்வைவிங் கிருஷ்ண பரமாத்மா சேஸ் ஹே பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் மீ ஓன்லி ஆல் ஆர் சர்வைவிங் Because that light is mine, not belong to the sun. Sun is not having light. If just like that, in example, moon is not having light. Moon has borrowed light from the sun. If enna chi, and the sun is borrowing the light from me. Because that light is mine. What light you have got? Consciousness principle. Chaitanyam. Consciousness principle, Chaitanyam, is in the sun, which is illuminating the universe. So, Tejaha means the radiance which is conscious by nature. Daytime, sunlight in artham. Aditya Gatam Tejaha is daytime. Enna nighttime avar varamattaru. Illiyo? Enna daytime nu pottukano. Aditya Gatam Tejaha, that obtains, that you see in the sun. I am the sun and I am the sun energy also. I am the sun energy also. Enna naan thavara yaarume illenu solla poraar avarda. Bhagavan says, I am only there in everything, in every form. Isha vasyamidam sarvam. How you have to arrive to that Advaitam Brahma. So Bhagavan has to say everything I am. Sun is also I am. And the sunlight is also I am. That energy is I am. Who is illumining the entire universe? That means what? I said sun alone through the moon, he is illumining the earth, we said. Similarly, Bhagavan alone is illumining the entire universe through the sun. Correct? Moonlight illumining the earth in the night, borrowing the sunlight from the sun. I'm not confusing you. Okay. Moon is borrowing the sunlight and illumining the earth in the night like that. Sun is borrowing the brilliance, energy in the form of consciousness and illumining the entire universe. Now, who is illumining the entire universe, really speaking? Brahma Chaitanyam. Through what he is illumining? Through the sun. Who says? Krishna Paramatma says. Not Swami, he says. Krishna Paramatma says. Tejaha yat adityagatam jagat akhilam jagat bhasayate tat tejaha mamakam. Mine. That's why we worship what? Surya Namaskaraha. Early morning Surya Namaskara. Yadaka Puriyarada. Bhagavane Surya Rupatila Irande. He is illumining the world. Science puriyadu, manasuku yettadu. That's why our Vedas says Surya Bhagavan is the Kankanda Daivam. It is not a solar energy ball, heat ball. People say heat ball. Umma heat irukka and the ball. Hey, adu vandi Bhagavan, no? Surya Bhagavan. Saptashwaradhamarudam prachandam kasyapatmajam Shweta Padmadharam Devam Tam Suryam Pranamamyaham. So that Surya we worship because Bhagavan alone, that Surya. Therefore, Surya Devata Rupena Paramatma Chaitanyam Akhilam Jagat Bhasayate. Samskruta Puriyarada Nenikara. Apro? Sorry. The night, who will illumine the, who can illumine the earth? Na? Akhilam Jagat Yat Chandramasi Tejaha. That illumination or brilliance which is in the moon, the light in the moon, mamakam, tatu tejaha, that brilliance, that light which is in the moon, is also to be mine, belongs to me alone. Mamakam means it belongs to me. That means through the moon, through the sun, I am the brilliance of the sun. Sun brilliance only going through to the moon. So moon brilliance is not its own brilliance. It is borrowed from the sun. Sun brilliance is nothing but my brilliance. Therefore, my brilliance through the sun, through the moon, illumining the earth. When? In the night. I am the moon. I am the light. In the moon also I am. Then if it is Amavasya, no Pauranami, night, it is Amavasya. Fire is illumining the earth. There is no moonlight. What you do? You have to put the Agnihinar. Yet Agnau, Cha is there. Moreover, not only in the sun, which illumines it the daytime, not only in the moon, which illumines the earth on the, in the night, in the Amavasya time, I am alone illumining through the fire principle, Agni. Therefore, in Rig Mantra, first mantra is Agnimile Purohitam. Agni word comes first. Therefore, we worship what? Agni Devata, Chandra Devata. The Pauranami, it's a big festival, Pauranami nowadays, no? Pauranami on the Nariya Pair Girdi Pradarshanam Panduva, Nariya Pair Upavasam Irupa, Nariya Pair Maunam. Pauranami is very, very auspicious day. And in 1 week back only we have celebrated Surya Pongal. And Agni also, Agni Hotram. Every day puja they do Agnihotram and all these Samidhadhanam, they worship the fire principle also. Why? And Agni Tejaha also mine alone, Bhagavan says. Agni Devata also myself. Chandra Devata also myself. Surya Devata also myself. Then what are they? They are not there. That's why in Keno Upanishad, you know, Agni Devata could not burn the grass, blade of grass. Varuna Devata could not make the grass to wet. Vayu Devata could not lift the grass, blade of grass. They are all functioning because of Brahma Chaitanyam, consciousness, Paramatma. Next shloka.
Gama Vishyacha Bhutani Dharayamyaham Ojasam Pushnami Chaushadhi Sarvaham Somo Bhutvara Satmakaha
If a person has got Shraddha, Bhakti, that person will never argue much more. Podum, I worship the Lord. They start worshipping everything. That's why in our Hindu culture, we worship every blessed thing with the Shraddha. If we ask a question, why Lord Krishna took the sun first? Sun, I illumine that Aditya. That light in Aditya is myself alone. Bhagavan, why he has taken Aditya alone, sun alone? Why can't he take some other thing? The reason Shankaracharya gives here, the sun is the one who is the sattva predominant, sattvic predominant. Only why in the sun Lord Krishna is pointing out, why not in anything? Why not waters? Why not some other earth? Some water, something he can take, no? Why only sun he has taken? No? The reason is sattva adhikyatanartha. Predominantly the sun is sattva adhikya, means predominantly sattvic. Where there is brilliance, where there is brightness, there is sattva predominance. Where is sattva predominance? This chaitanyam is predominantly evident. Why it is not, earth is not illumining? Earth is made up of tamoguna. Tamoguna represents darkness. Therefore, it cannot, even though Brahma Chaitanyam is there in the earth has no capacity to reflect that Chaitanyam. Like sun, sattva adhikyam is not there in the earth. Tamo adhikyam is there. That is the reason why Lord Krishna has taken the sun. Similarly, I am available even every Chidabhasa. I am not known to those people because they are all in what adhikyam? Rajoguna adhikyam, tamoguna adhikyam. They are either a tungu munjiya irupa, illana tunginde irupa. Illana brilliant, bright, with jagrata vasthala irukkar romba kammi. Maximum people are either sleepy or sleeping. The one who is having sattva adhikyam, very, very alert. His sense organs very sharp. His intellect is sharp. His buddhi is so sharp. Body is alert. Sense organs are alert. Karmendriyani alert. Pranas are alert. Manasu, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, all are alert and alert. Vigilant. Because they take sattvic food. Because of sattva adhikyam, they are having always sattva guna predominantly. But many people take tamoguna, rajasika food and they are always rajoguna, tamoguna predominant. That's why they are always either sleepy or sleeping. That's why they cannot understand even they sit in front of the teacher. Sattva sanjayate jnanam. That means sattvic food is must to be sattvic. Sattva guna is must to understand the chaitanya. Then you can own up the truth. Once I own up the truth, sorrow, run away. How many miles? Miles, it can never look at you, never in your life. Dukkham angrade kadiyadu actually. நமக்கு இப்ப என்னன்னா துக்கம்தான் இருக்கிற மாதிரி தெரியுது சுவாமினி. சுகமா இருக்கும் போதும் கூட துக்கம் ஒருமேமோன்னு துக்கம். எப்படி சுகமா இருக்கும் போதும் கூட துக்கம் ஒருமேமோன்னு துக்கம் அண்ணா? அப்படி அது என்ன சுகம்? துக்க ரூபத்துல இருக்கிற சுகம் அண்ணா. ஐ பீப்புள்னா ரஜோகுணா தமோகுணா பிரிடாமினன். Therefore, Lord Krishna chosen that Suryaha. அப்படி நம்ம அதுக்கு தான் இந்த காயத்ரி ஜபம் சந்தியாவந்தனம் பர்கோ தேவசிய தீமஹி என்னாரு. தீமஹி என்னன்னா நல்ல புத்தி குடப்பான், நமக்கு ரொம்ப தூங்கின்னு இருக்காதுனால காயத்ரி ஜபம் பண்ணணும். நிறைய காயத்ரி பண்ண நிறைய பிரில்லியன்ஸ் வந்தால் சட்டில் மைண்ட் கம்ஸ். காயத்ரி பண்ணாதானே பூனல் ஒரு பக்கம் இருக்க, காயத்ரி ஒரு பக்கம் இருக்கு, நான் ஒரு பக்கம் இருக்கேன். சும்மாவா சந்தியாவந்தனம் பண்றது, எத்தனை காயத்ரி பண்ண அத்தனை பிரில்லியன்ஸ் வரும்னா, எவ்வளவு தேஜஸ் வரணும், பிரம்ம வர்ச்சஸ் வரணும். தட்ஸ் வை ஈக்குவல் டு தட் காயத்ரி இஸ் ஆதித்ய ஹிருதயம், பட்டிய மந்திரம் ஆதித்ய ஹிருதயம். இஃப் யூ சாண்ட் ஆதித்ய ஹிருதயம், யூ கெட் ஃபிசிக்கல் ஹெல்த், இமோஷனல் ஹெல்த், இன்டலெக்சுவல் ஹெல்த், அஃப்கோர்ஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ஹெல்த் ஆல்சோ ஃபாலோஸ். ஆதித்ய ஹிருதயம் எல்லாம் ஹிருதயம் எல்லாம் படிச்சதுக்கு அப்புறம் வருவோம் கிளாஸுக்கு என்ன. அதுக்குதான் 6 மணிக்கு ஸ்டார்ட் பண்ணி ஏதோ ஒரு ஸ்லோகமாவது படிச்சேன் பிரில்லியன்ஸ் வரும்னு வச்சேன். ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் நோஸ் 6:30 தானே சுவாமினி கிளாஸ் அப்போ வருவேன். கொஞ்சமாவது சாத்வ குணம் டாமினேட் பண்றதுக்காக தான் இதெல்லாம் சாண்டிங் எல்லாம் பண்றது. ஓகே, எனி ஹவ் லெட் அஸ் ரீட் 13th ஸ்லோகா.
காமா விஷ்ய ச பூதானி தாரயாம்யஹமோஜஸா புஷ்ணாமி சௌஷதி சர்வாஹ சோமோ பூத்வா ரஸாத்மகஹ.
We may get doubt. What is that? Generally, what we read in the science book, the Lord Sun alone is the cause of taking the water from the ocean. Sun rays just carry the water and form a water-bearing clouds. Because of that wind only, that water-bearing clouds moves. And because of that rain only, this earth is able to give the grains and all. Finally, to get this oshadhi, grain, food, everything because of sun. That is the Surya Pongal. They do. They stop there itself. But Lord Krishna says, even that food they are getting from earth is because of rain. Rain is because of clouds. Clouds are because of sun. Sun brilliance is because of me. Even in that moon rays, which are very important for the nourishment of that grains, also mine. Please look into the shloka. Gam avishya aham bhutani dharayami. Gam means prithivin. Avishya, having entered the earth. Avishya means avish dhatu. Having entered, labantam avyayam avishya. Gam avishya, having entered the earth. Once I entered, the Bhagavan Krishna says, in the form of chaitanyam, atma chaitanyam, that I enter the earth. How I enter the earth and sustain the earth. Dharayami means I sustain all beings. I enter the earth and sustain the beings. Enna artham? Beings are all on the earth only. There are so many planets. So many lokas are there. All living beings are sustained only on the earth. That is why we are not going to moon. Chandrayaan, they go there. They don't stay there. And they carry all glucose packets, food from earth only. அங்கே ஏதாவது சாப்பாட்டுக்கு இருந்தால் அங்கே இருப்போம், இருப்பான், இங்கே வரமாட்டான். பட் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் கெனாட் சர்வைவ் இன் அந்த மூன்.
சன்னு சொல்லவே வேண்டாம், யூ கேனாட் கோ டு த சன் அண்ட் இஃப் யூ திங்க் ஆலோ யூ வில் பிகம் ஆஷ். ஈவன் தட் சி தட் கிரகணன் டைம் அப்படி கண்ணால் டைரெக்டாக பார்க்கக்கூடாதா, அவ்வளோ பிரில்லியன்ஸ், ஹவு கேன் வி கோ அண்ட் சஸ்டெயின் தேர். ஆல் த பீயிங்ஸ் ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் தேர் ஆன் த அர்த், தே ஆர் ஆல் சஸ்டெய்னிங், ரீலிவிங், அலைவ். பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹூம் மீ? பிகாஸ் ஐ ஹவ் என்டர்ட் த அர்த், therefore they are sustaining. Dharayami, how I sustain them? Ojasa, by giving energy, with my energy. Ojasa means strength, prana shakti. Prana shakti I give to them and I sustain them. All living beings are having prana or not? Therefore, that is why our name is called what? Prani. We are all what? Living beings. என்ன அர்த்தம்? பிராணி. பிராணி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பிராணா அஸ்ய அஸ்தி இது பிராணி. தட் ஹுச் ஹேஸ் காட் லைஃப் பிரின்சிபல், எனர்ஜி, வைட்டல் எனர்ஜி இருக்கா இல்லையா? வைட்டல் எனர்ஜி இருந்தால் தான் தலை இப்படி நாட் பண்ண முடியும். எல்லாமே இல்லைன்னா படியே ஏற முடி வர முடியாது. பிராணசக்தி நான். ஐ ஆம் சஸ்டெய்னிங் ஆல் பீப்புள் பை கிவிங் த pranic energy, ojas, ojasa. Somaha rasatmakaha bhutva. We may get doubt, how Lord Krishna, means Paramatma, entering the earth and how he sustaining the beings by giving prana. Prana எப்படி வந்தது? என்ன நாலு நாள் சாப்பிடலன்னு தெரியும், நாலு நாள் எதுக்கு சுவாமி? ஒரு நாளே காலையில் உபவாசம் இருந்தால் சாயங்காலம் ஒன்றும் பேசவே முடியலன்னா ஏண்ணா? வார்த்தை பேச்சு வரமாட்டேங்கிறதே அண்ணா, சக்தியே இல்லையே அண்ணா. Therefore, that kriya shakti, vag indriyam, karma indriyam can function when prana shakti is there. Prana shakti is possible when you eat food. Where from that food is coming? From the earth. See the connection. I am able to talk because of taking food. Food is available because of that alone my prana shakti is nourished. That prana shakti is Bhagavan alone. Having entered the earth, given the prana shakti, that prana shakti is coming because of food. Adi cholrar next. Somaha rasatmakaha bhutva. Somaha means moon. And the moon is the one who gives light. All these vegetables, grains, even farmers, they keep some seeds in the moonlight. They are very much nourished if they keep the sap in the trees. The soma juice is, no, soma means moon. That moonlight gives lot of energy, nourishment to the plants, plant kingdom. And that plants give vegetables, fruits and all, nourishment comes from where? Na moon. How moon is giving? Through the sun. How sun is giving? Through the Bhagavan. Enge ponal angada pohanu. Okay, final destination. Somo bhutva, in by becoming the sap in the moon. Sap means moonlight, nutrition an artham here. Rasatmakamanna nutrition in the form of soma essence. I will become the essence, the nourishment essence. Nutrition chollamillo and the nourishment essence I am in the moon, and the nourishment goes to the earth, plants and all shrubs, which are all grains, they get it. Then what? Pushnami aushadhihi sarvah. Through that soma, the moonlight, that rasa atmakam, that energy, that essence, through that moonlight I nourish all the plants, vegetation. All the vegetation is nourished through the moon. That nourishment in the moon, which is possible because of me. சோமஹ ரசாத்மகஹ பூத்வா சர்வாஹ ஔஷதீஹி புஷ்ணாமி. புஷ்ணாமி மீன்ஸ் ஐ நரிஷ். ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் வி ஆல்சோ டேக் நரிஷ்மெண்ட். அந்த கிரெயின் சாப்பிடு, இந்த கிரெயின் சாப்பிடு, அந்த சத்து மாவு சாப்பிடு, இதெல்லாம் எங்கே வருது என்ன, ஓட்ஸ் சாப்பிடும், எது சாப்பிட்டாலும் எல்லா பூமியில வந்து வந்தது தான். ஆல் நரிஷ்மெண்ட் இஸ் கம்மிங் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் பகவான். பகவான் சேஸ் அந்த நரிஷ்மெண்ட் கூட நானே தான். இப்போ நம்ம உடம்புல இருக்கிற நரிஷ்மெண்ட் யாருது? பகவான். தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் பகவான் கம்ஸ் டு அகெயின் டு ஆத்யாத்மம். நௌ அதி தெய்வம் ஓவர் சூர்யா சந்திரா அக்னி ஆல் பிளான்ஸ் ஓஷதீஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் இனர்ட். They are all achalam. In that also I am. Not only that, not only agni, bahya agni, in the all beings kulla antara agni is there, and the agni kuda nane dhan. Next shloka.
Aham vaishvanaro bhutvam praninam deham ashritaham ப்ராணாபானசமாயுக்தஹ பசாம்யன்னம் சதுர்விதம்.
தட்ஸ் வை பீப்புள் செலிப்ரேட் சம் ஃபெஸ்டிவல்ஸ் ஆன் பௌர்ணமி டே. வி யூஸ் டு ஆஸ்க் அவர் பை பேரண்ட்ஸ், ஐ சீ த மூன் இன் த மில்க் அண்ட் ட்ரிங்க், யூ ஹாவ் டு கோ அவுட் and the pournami day that the moon rays has to fall in the milk and we have to drink that milk pournami day, that energy comes to that. Okay, now Lord Krishna says, not only external agni I am internal agni also. What is internal agni? Na inda swamini agni velila dane irukku ulle eng irukana jathar agni. I used to listen this shloka from my 5th year. My father used to chant this shloka when he is taking food after while parisechanam time. No, aham vaishvanaro bhutva praninam deham ashritah pranapana samayuktah pachamyanyam chaturvidham. The bhojanathik munnadi panna vendiya prayer idu. That is why this whole chapter to be chanted before meals. Appoda nalla saliva varum. After serving everything, you have to chant 15th chapter, 20 shlokas. Especially at least for Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva. This is one shloka we have to study. Why? Bhagavan says, I digest the food in the form of fire juice in the stomach of all beings. Not only human being. In all beings. What is that fire? Jatharagni. Jatharamanna stomach. அந்த ஸ்டமக்கில் இருக்கிற அக்னி ஜாடர அக்னி. தட் இஸ் வை இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் கிவ் ஃபுட் டு தட் ஸ்டமக் ஆஃப்டர் சம் டைம் அந்த அக்னி என்ன பண்ணுவோன்னா இட் ஈட்ஸ் த ஸ்டமக், இட் பேர்ன்ஸ் த ஸ்டமக். தென் தட் பேர்னிங் ஸ்டமக் இஸ் வாட் அல்சர். அல்சர் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் தட் ஃபயர் ஹூச் இஸ் ஆந்தர அக்னி ஹூச் இஸ் இன் த ஸ்டமக். இட் நீட்ஸ் ஃபுட். So if you don't give food at proper time and that eats the layer, no? In the stomach there is a layer membrane which protects the stomach from this fire. If you give food to this fire, enjoy that food and digest the food. Namma food onnu kudukalana enna aagum and the fire, it eats the membrane. And the membrane, if it eats, burning sensation comes. That jatara agni, if you pour outside, it burns all papers. It burns even cloth, that much power on the acid. Because it is fire. They call it as what? Gastric juice. That's why food they cook outside, gas, on the gas first cooking. Outside gas is first cooking. Second gas is a gastric juice, second cooking inside. Who is that gastric juice? Bhagavan says, enge poi 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 na nanu ulla irukken solraar paarunga. Vaishvanara agni,
வாட் இஸ் அனதர் நேம் ஃபார் ஜாடர் அக்னி?
வைஸ்வானர அக்னிஹி பூத்வா,
ஹேவிங் பிகம் தட் வைஸ்வானர அக்னி ஆர் ஜாடர அக்னி ஆர் கேஸ்ட்ரிக் ஜூஸ். நமக்கு வைஸ்வானர அக்னி என்ன புரியாது, கேஸ்ட்ரிக் ஜூஸ் என்னதான் புரியும், கேஸ்ட்ரிக் ஃபயர் ஜாடர அக்னி. ஈவன் பிருகதாரண்யக்கல்ல ஒரு பிராமணம் பேரு வைஸ்வானர பிராமணம். அந்த வைஸ்வானர பிராமணம் ஆல்சோ பேஸ்ட் ஆன் தட் ஒன்னிக்கு லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா பாரோல்ட் திஸ் ஸ்லோகா. ஸோ வைஸ்வானரஹா பூத்வா, அகம் வைஸ்வானரஹா பூத்வா, திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் ஆந்தர அக்னி. பாஹ்ய அக்னி எக்ஸ்டர்னல் ஃபயர், ஆந்தர அக்னி அத்தியாத்மம், பாஹ்ய அக்னி அதிதெய்வம். பிராணினாம் தேகமாஸ்ரிதா, வேர் இஸ் திஸ் வைஸ்வானர அக்னி அர்ஜுனா? பிராணினாம் தேகம் ஆஸ்ரிதா, ஐ ஆம் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் வைஸ்வானர அக்னி இன் அவைலபிள் இன் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ். பிராணினாம் மீன்ஸ் ஆல் லிவிங் பீயிங்ஸ். பிராணினாம் தேகம் ஆஃப் பீயிங்ஸ் ரிசைடிங் இன் த பாடி ஆஃப் பீயிங்ஸ். ஆஸ்ரிதா மீன்ஸ் பிரவிஷ்டா, ஆஸ் இட் வர் ஐ ஆம் தேர். மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.